Random House Audio presents Lynchpin, Become Indispensable by Seth Godin. This is Seth Godin. This time, it's personal. The system we grew up with is a mess. It's falling apart at the seams, and a lot of people I care about, maybe you, are in pain because the things we thought would work don't. Every day, I meet people who have so much to give, but have been bullied enough or frightened enough to hold it back. They have become victims, pawns in a senseless system that uses them up and discards them. Most of my other books are about the external, about the things organizations do to make great products or spread important ideas. This program, however, is different. It's about a choice, and it's about your life, not your organization. This program is a personal manifesto, a plea from me to you. I'm asking you to stop complying with the system and start drawing your own map. Stop settling for what's good enough and start creating art that matters. Stop asking what's in it for you and start giving gifts that change people. Then, and only then, will you have achieved your potential. For hundreds of years, the population has been seduced, scammed, and brainwashed into fitting in, following instructions, and exchanging a day's work for a day's pay. That era has come to an end, and just in time. You have brilliance in you, a contribution you can make, and art you can create. Once you understand the history of how we got here and the enormity of the lie we've been sold, I'm hoping you'll stand up and choose to make a difference. If you could change your life, would you? My goal is to persuade you that there is an opportunity available to you, a chance to significantly change your life for the better, not by doing something that's easy or that you've been trained to do, but by understanding how the rules of our world have fundamentally changed, and by taking advantage of this moment to become someone the world believes is indispensable. It starts by making a simple choice. I know that you can do this, and I hope you will. And once you do, if you do, I'm hoping you'll share the idea with someone you care about. The Take Care of You Bargain. Here's the deal our parents signed us up for. Our world is filled with factories, factories that make widgets and insurance and websites, factories that make movies and take care of sick people and answer the telephone. These factories need workers. If you learn how to be one of these workers, if you pay attention in school, follow instructions, show up on time, and try hard, we will take care of you. You won't have to be brilliant or creative or take big risks. We will pay you a lot of money, give you health insurance, and offer you job security. We will cherish you, or at the very least, take care of you. It's a pretty seductive bargain. So seductive that for a century, we embraced it. We set up our schools and our systems and our government to support the bargain. It worked. The Fortune 500 took care of us. The teachers' union took care of us. The post office and the local retailer took care of us. We followed the instructions. We washed the bottles. We showed up on time. And in return, we got what we needed. It was the American dream. For a long time, it worked. But in the face of competition and technology, the bargain has fallen apart. Job growth is flat at best. Wages in many industries are in a negative cycle. The middle class is under siege like never before, and the future appears dismal. People are no longer being taken care of. Pensions are gone, 401ks have been sliced in half, and it's hard to see where to go from here. You might be the hardworking secretary, the one with institutional knowledge, the person who has given so much and deserves security and respect. And while you might deserve these things, your tenure is no guarantee that you're going to get them. Suddenly, quite suddenly in the scheme of things, it seems like the obedient worker bought into a sucker's deal. The educated, hardworking masses are still doing